to take the clay of our lives and to shape disciples, to receive and mend those who are broken from life's experiences, to love and heal those who are wounded from war, to shelter all who are outcast and heavily burdened. Let us enter this place of transformation. And on your way, greet those around you, wishing them Christ's own good peace. The peace of Christ be with you. Now give it away. In the name of our Creator God, whose music and lyrics are sung by wind and wave, whose landscapes are painted in pink skies and dappled forests, whose handiwork sculpted mountains and deep canyons, in the name of our artist God, who painted the stripes on zebras, the spots on ladybugs, the freckles on your nose, and the color of your skin, in the name of our Creator God, author of the universe, sculptor of the human brain and body, artist extraordinaire, in God's name, I bid you welcome. Welcome to God's house and home, a place that human artists fashioned, hoping that its warm cherry wood carvings, stenciled decorations, stained glass and mosaics would please God's artist eye. Welcome to the young, the old, the shy, the bold. Welcome to newcomer and old-timer. Welcome to student and to tourist, to the committed and the curious. Welcome to all who found their way to worship this day. You enrich our lives, you enrich our worship, and you make God happy by your presence here. A special welcome this morning. I have two special welcomes. One to Old South's brand new field education intern who we haven't quite broken in yet, but we have a whole year to do it. He's studying at Harvard Divinity School, Jack Davidson. You'll get to know him over the course of the year. Welcome, Jack. I have news. And I have news of another welcome if you didn't get the email. Associate Minister Quinn Caldwell and Terry Howard are the proud parents of Asa Rock Caldwell. Asa was born on Sunday. Quinn and Terry are in the process of adopting Asa, and as of Friday, they became his legal guardians. Dads and baby are all doing well. Quinn is on parental leave for about 2 months, but I'm sure we at least see photos, if not see him in person between now and then. And a few announcements of the more mundane sort. Please take a moment to sign the friendship pad. It's a part of our ritual of hospitality at Old South. There's one at the aisle end of every pew. Humor me. Pick it up. Write something in it and send it to those sitting next to you. We invite you to take a look at the green insert in the latter pages of the bulletin for information about our life together, opportunities for worship, learning, fellowship, service, education. And next Sunday, everything starts up here again with an intergenerational breakfast, blessing of the children's backpacks, back to Sunday school. And today, we invite you to join us following worship for refreshments and fellowship outside in the portico, because the day is glorious. This is the day which God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is a reading from Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, chapter 18, verses 1 to 6. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand. He reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." May God add a blessing to the reading of God's holy word.
Friends, be seated. And join me in prayer. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. You are the beginning all the way to the end. We ask this and everything in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a painting up in Portland, Maine. It's in St. Luke's Cathedral. It's so beautiful, you think it might be under the big rose window there, but it's not. It's so beautiful, you think it might be on the main altar there that soars up into the heavens, but it's not. It's tucked away in a little side chapel, in Emmanuel Chapel, in God With Us Chapel. It's a painting called The American Madonna. It's a beautiful painting of Mary. It's a painting of the presentation of Jesus at the temple. Do you remember that? Mary doesn't have on blue robes in this painting. She has on a ruby red dress and a pink robe, and it is outstretched. And she doesn't have an infant child. She has one that's all grown up, standing and walking by himself, and the haze of infancy is over. She has these stars all around her head. Her arms are outstretched like that mother hen, and she's leaning over in that pink robe as if to say, "Here he is, my child, the one I'm so proud of. Here he is. World, be tender with him." The pastor of that congregation loves to go into that little chapel, that God With Us chapel, and pray with Mary. He loves to think about all the people who have come in to pray with Mary, all the young mothers who are praying, "Mother Mary, give me strength. Give me one night good sleep." He thinks about all the adult children who go there to pray, estranged from their families, estranged from the church. "Mother Mary, love me." He thinks about all the poor and the vulnerable, all the migrant workers coming up and down the East Coast, coming to pray to Mary. "Mother Mary, protect me and my family." He loves to go into that God With Us chapel and just meditate on that strong mother and child. Just pray with Mary for the entire world. It's just day after day and week after week and month after month. I don't know if it's the candlelight or the lighting in there or all the prayers, but she's getting duller. Her robe's not so pink. That ruby red, not so red. Those stars, not so shiny. She's getting duller and duller and duller. So he makes the call. Now, art restoration, if you know anything about it, is half art and half science. You can tell a lot about a painter when you look at how they painted such a masterpiece. It's like an archaeological dig, actually. You learn about the artist and about the time in which he was painting. The art restorer is standing there with a Q-tip in his mouth talking to the pastor about this painting. "John Lafarge did it," he said. He wasn't really important or unimportant. John Lafarge was the artist here. He wasn't famous or obscure, really, but here's what John Lafarge was. He was an artist, and then he gets close to the painting. He's opened up these little windows. Do you know about these? Where you can see through the painting. He says, "Look at this window here, at the background. It used to be bronze, but then John Lafarge changed it to green, and then to red, and then to blue, and now to black, as you see it here. Look at this window here. Mary's robes used to be that blue that you know, but then he had an inspiration and changed them to red and to pink. Can you see how thick the paint is here? When we look through this window, when we check our scans, that infant used to be in Mary's arms. And now she's bent over and presenting that little one to the world." John Lafarge was an artist. That painting was finished in 1902, but that chapel, that little God with us chapel, wasn't finished until 1907. So he lived with that painting for 5 years. And he went back to it day after day, mixing more paint. He went back to that canvas just to get it right. He didn't throw it out. He was an artist's artist. He reworked it, repainted it, kept going back to it until it was this masterpiece, the American Madonna that you can visit up in St. Luke's Cathedral. Now, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. He was weeping because the world was spinning out of control. War after war after rumor of war. Outsiders came in and leveled their temple, took down the rose window brick by brick, took down that high altar, took their women and their children, slaughtered their men. Jeremiah was weeping and calling out and lamenting to God. But don't you know God came to Jeremiah and said, "Come with me. Let's go down to the potter's house. There you will hear my words." So Jeremiah took God's hand and they went down that soft green path down to the potter's house, who was there working at the wheel, taking a piece of clay and centering it and starting the wheel with his foot and picking up some water and getting it nice and wet and hollowing out the middle and pulling up the side. Pulling up the sides, more water, and pulling up the sides. But if the vessel was spoiled, do you think the potter threw out the clay? No, he was an artist's artist like Lafarge. He took that same clay and recentered it and reworked it and remolded it and added more water and pulled up the sides and pulled up the sides until he created a vessel that was pleasing, a masterpiece, really, that was pleasing to him. The potter is an artist's artist. Lafarge was an artist's artist. God is the original artist's artist. God takes the sword. Do you think God throws out the sword? No, there's too much good raw material in that sword. God takes that sword and throws it back on to the wheel and baptizes it with water and centers that sword and hollows out the middle and pulls up the side until there is a masterpiece, a plowshare. This is how God works. The artist's artist. We have been at war for a decade now. A decade we have been at war, but you heard Obama on Tuesday that the war is ended and our troops are coming home. They will come slowly, but they are coming home. But here's the thing, they are going to be broken, some of them, in body and in heart. Do you think the artist's artist will throw those people away? God will take the fear and the nightmares and the flashbacks and the agitation and all that post-traumatic stress syndrome. God will throw it on the wheel and rework it and center it and pull up the sides until there are human beings that are whole and healed and beautiful on the inside and out. This is how God works in artists. Artists, you know the pain in the media now and the hate and the anger towards our Muslim brothers and sisters. God will throw that on the wheel, already throwing it on the wheel through Old South Church, creating out of that clay, pulling up the side, creating this tenderness for other people's faith, creating this tolerance, this kindness towards other human beings, using our senior pastor, Nancy Taylor, to pull out a beautiful vessel of tenderness towards others. This is how God works, an artist's artist. If you get a paper today on your way home, or maybe you have one on your doorstep. Read it from start to finish. Read it with Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Read about the war and the rumors of war. Read about the hurt and the pain and the anger and the racism that we have in our world. But here's the thing, read it with the eyes of hope, because our God, yours and mine, the artist's artist, God will take that newspaper, all that good raw material, God will put it all up on the wall, and God will get to work painting this canvas. Painting this Holy Spirit, this beautiful dove, wings outstretched like Mary, painting God's children, all of them under those wings, Jews and Palestinians, as they start these peace talks again. Jews and Palestinians, Iraqis and Americans, the addicted and the apathetic, the gay and the straight, black, white, rich, poor, all of God's children, the fundamentalist Christians and the fundamentalist Muslims, all under that sweet dove. All there, and God saying, here they are, my children. Beloved, be tender with one another. If you ever get discouraged, if you ever find yourself weeping and lamenting, take God's hand and go down to the potter's house. See how that potter works. See how she takes off a piece of clay and puts it on the wheel and adds the water and centers it and pulls up the side. See how if the pot is spoiled, she doesn't throw out the clay. She reworks it. She remakes it. She remolds it. She redeems it. This is God's good news. If the potter can do this with the clay, don't you think God can do this with the world? If the potter can do this with clay, don't you think God can do this with your very lives? Rework them, remake them, redeem them, your very relationships. This is the artist's artist. God is going to keep working, reworking, remolding, redeeming all of you until you become that masterpiece. Created in the image of God. This is God's good news. This is who you really are. Thanks be to God, the artist and the potter. Say amen.
God be with you. May the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. At your word, loving God, all of creation sprang into being. The universe and all that is in it responded to the sound of your voice and the offer of your love. God, we know that you are speaking still. As we enter more deeply into prayer, let us not speak, rather listen. Listen for the sound of your voice speaking into our hearts and our minds. In an act of silent prayer, we now push aside our inner voices and simply listen. Listen for your small, still voice, your offer of ongoing creation, your everlasting and boundless love, your presence in all times and all places. Holy God, we listen. You have molded and shaped us in your very image, God, making us to be but a little lower than the angels of the heavens. You have claimed us and called us your beloved. Help us, O God, to remember that, to always remember that we are precious in your sight. Give us the hope, the strength, and the courage to live into that legacy, that each day we might turn toward you and discover the fullness of life that you have already placed within us, that we might continue to be shaped and filled and molded by your love for us. God, make us more faithful. When the world was still new, you gave to us the gift of relationship. You entrusted us to care for the world and for one another. On this day, we come before you, God, with joys and concerns on our hearts. We give you thanks today, God, for the gift of Asa. Bless his life with Quinn and Terry, that it may be filled with love and peace and hope and messiness. Bless Quinn and Terry with patience and strength and courage and hilarity. We also lift up Asa's birth mother to you, that you might hold her in your hands and grant her peace on the journey that lies before her. God, we give you thanks that Earl has gone off to sea and left behind stunning days and crisp, cool nights. On this holiday weekend, we honor and lift up the labors of all people, those who toil in market or home, school or field, park or laboratory. Grant rest and peace both to all who labor and to all who yearn to labor. God, we lift up thanks along with the one who came into this room this week and left a prayer of joy for a recent wedding, along with the one who left scrawled in big letters on a piece of paper a giant woo-hoo for 50 years of marriage. We pray with the one who gave thanks for parents and sister and brother, and with the mother who prayed for her son here in Boston and her daughter in Peru. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. In the midst of our joy, God, we also lay before you our prayers of concern. We pray for all those who live in the Gulf region. Calm their nerves and bolster their hopes in the wake of yet another oil rig explosion this week. God, this morning, there are no words. This morning, God, we recoil at the news of a cruel and malicious act of arson. The burning of a mosque and an Islamic cultural center this past Thursday in Tennessee. God, where there is hatred, so love. We pray for the millions left homeless in the wake of flooding in Pakistan. For the 33 miners who face months of darkness before rescue might come to them in the mine in Chile. And for those who have no place to lay their heads tonight here in Boston. God, be with each of them that they too might know they are beloved and precious in your sight. Be with us that we might know and remember that they are our brothers and our sisters. Stir our compassion, God. Mold us that we might treat them as such. We pray along with the many who came this week seeking health, with the one who is battling depression, and with the one who came to Boston awaiting a heart transplant. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Hear us now, God, as we speak, boldly praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
It was his first day on the job, and he was a little nervous. Jeremiah was a little nervous. You see, this great prophet wasn't quite sure he had what it takes. But God was there to reassure him of his potential, to let Jeremiah know he was supported. Sometimes, as a church, we feel like Jeremiah. We aren't sure we are strong enough to be the voice of justice that God needs us to be. We aren't sure we have what it takes to heal the homesick soul. We aren't sure we have the skill needed to reform the misshapen clay of this changing world. But God is here to reassure us of our potential. God is here in the face of every person around you, letting you know we are supported. And with that support, with God's reassurance, let us go down to the potter's house. Let us heal this hurting world. Let us give generously so that God may rework the clay of this church into a vessel of hope, a vessel of God's forgiveness, a vessel of unconditional love. The morning offering will now be given and received. Divine Giver, we have gathered before us the gifts of potential. Give us the confidence and the courage to transform these gifts into a ministry that fills the soul, sharpens the mind, and strengthens the body of the world around us. Amen.
if you will, put down your hymnals. Put up your hands and face one another. You are a priesthood of all believers. You can bless each other. Face the center aisle, and this side, face the center aisle. Catch someone's eye. Put your hands up, face the inside of the church, and repeat after me. May God bless you and keep you. May the radiant hands of God reshape you, remold you, rework you, redeem you, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, say it to each other. Brothers and sisters, go now in peace. And all the church of God said, Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.